Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It is week three. It is time for the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. We did not hit the first 2 weeks, but...
Well, you and I hit last week, but yeah, as a show,
right,
we
did
not hit.
Right,
yeah,
right,
no,
we're getting closer to it, but there's five of us here on the program. We all throw in a touchdown, an anytime touchdown for the weekend, and we add it all up and see what we can get. I will start.
Okay.
I'm going with A.J. Brown from the Eagles. A little bit of the squeaky wheel gets the grease because
like
he seems to be a little upset. It is a good game, maybe a marquee game. Eagles-Rams this weekend, but I think it's one of those ones where maybe they kind of force feed him, or they're like, let's just maybe calm him down a little bit, get him a touchdown. So individually, it's plus 185, so there's pretty good juice there, but I'll take an A.J. Brown anytime touchdown.
Okay, I like that. I am going with George Pickens.
Ooh.
Against the Chicago Bears this weekend. Super high over-under, one of the higher totals of the week. I think the Baltimore-Detroit game might be higher.
Yep.
But a super high over-under in this one, over 50 points. I like George Pickens plus 140 to get in the end zone. Who are you going with, Bill?
All right, for my touchdown, I'm going with Marvin Harrison Jr. against the 49ers at plus 160. And I'm taking Packers over the Browns.
Oh, okay, easy. Okay, let's hold off on that. Hold
sorry.
On,
Bill.
No. So Marvin Harrison.
He's excited.
Okay.
I am.
And a little preview for the Survivor
pick.
Too
confident.
Okay. Nick, who are you going with in the Bozo touchdown only?
Specifically the Bozo
touchdown.
You just want the player name?
Yes.
All right, I'm
going to
go with Kenneth Walker III against the Saints. Maybe no glass of Charbonnet, as Shine would like to say. So you go Kenneth Walker.
Like to say that.
He
okay.
does like that.
Kenneth Walker minus 130.
And then
Terp going with...
Yeah.
I don't know how bold this
like
is.
Like an automatic touchdown?
Well, do we want to hit or do we not want to hit, Keith?
No.
We need a couple of anchor legs.
I think it's allowed.
Yeah.
I think it's not the best thing, but it is a five-leg parlay. So he's going Saquon Barkley, which on its own is minus 165, which to me would be like a no bet. But if you're tossing it in, fine.
Well, it's going to be a bet.
Yeah.
Add it all up.
Yeah. One ham
will
get you a PS5 and five hams.
Okay, not bad.
So $10 wins $550.
Right. $1.429, $626.
All right, so follow along there. Pickens, Brown, Harrison, Walker, Saquon.
Yep, we'll tweet that out and put it on Instagram at Jones and Keefe.
Okay.
Who would the hell put the
grab bag?
The freezer.
I did. What you gonna do about it?
Grab bag.
In the freezer, they be lit. Yo.
All right, leave it to Greg Hill to let us know what the kids are doing. That's a TikTok reference.
Yeah,
I guess.
Greg told us that today. He's like, "Are you guys on TikTok?"
We're
both like, "No." He's like, "Well, then you won't get it."
That's great. He said the same thing came in here, and he's like, "You guys on TikTok?" We're like, "Nope."
Yeah, but it sounded good though.
It sounds great.
I have no idea.
Really good.
I don't get the reference.
I'm
but
sure
it sounded,
there are people out there
great.
Being like, "Hell yeah!"
And we appreciate Greg getting involved in grab bag work. And the people send those again.
Keefe at WEEI.com. It's
there
a simple
go.
Email. If you have anything you want to mention to me, feel free. You're allowed to do that.
Okay.
The Red Sox, Jones.
We struggled.
Oh, we did. No, Billy gave us a Survivor.
I didn't.
We didn't skip anything.
No, I didn't skip anything. Billy,
all right, Survivor. Shockingly enough, we are all still in the Survivor. Just picking a team to win, then you can't use that team going forward. Mm-hmm. So all five of us are 2-0 to begin the year. I'll go first. I'm going to go with my guy and only my guy, Baker Mayfield, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over T-Mobile and the Jets.
Okay.
Give me the Bucs.
I will do the same. I got Tampa minus 7 this week. I think this is a popular pick. Terp's doing that as well.
Terp is, okay.
Tampa minus 7. We already know Billy's pick. He's got the Packers over the Browns this weekend. Nick, who you going with?
I'm going with the Falcons over the Panthers. Jones's lowly Panthers.
Falcons. I don't. Panthers is home dogs. I don't like that.
Division
for you.
Game.
But okay, three of us riding with Tampa in the Survivor pool.
Risky.
Nick has the Falcons. Billy with Green Bay.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a grab bag.
Superman streaming on HBO Max right now.
Oh yeah, that's on my list of things to think about watching.
I feel like that's going to be high on his list of things that he's thinking about watching.
It's ahead of Happy
it's
Gilmore
Superman,
2.
Then Happy Gilmore 2, that's, and then we need to get to the bottom of what's on there.
That's the list right now.
That's it?
The list, yeah.
Those are the only items that are on there? Okay, okay. Not bad. But no, I am looking forward to that. I'll watch it again is what I mean. The Red Sox are kind of falling apart right now, Jones. We talked about them earlier in the program. I am terrified right now. I had pretty good confidence yesterday at this time. However, what a difference a day makes. They lose at home with Bayo to the A's. The Guardians are able to get into the bullpen after Tarek Skubal went 6 and beat the Tigers. So they're a game and a half up.
Yeah,
I love that.
My confidence is also a little shaken, but dropping a series to the – I didn't think they were going to lose a series to the A's.
They sure did.
And they were lucky they didn't get swept.
Did.
So, fine. We're riding the roller coaster. We're up. We're down. We're all over the map. Yesterday, I'm like, why can't they be the 2021 Atlanta Braves without Ronald Acuña? Now I'm like, they might not even make the playoffs.
Correct.
But that's what the Red Sox are doing to you. And I guess on the one hand, we kind of forgot what a pennant race is like. This is what it's like.
Nerve-wracking.
But the Red Sox are making it awfully – and I mean awfully difficult on themselves. Yeah.
All right, so tonight it is the first of three with the Tampa Bay Rays from George M. Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. 7:35 first pitch, 6:35 pregame here on WEEI. Garrett Crochet. Boy, do they need Garrett Crochet. He's on the mound, 16-5 with a 2.63 ERA. Opposite Drew Rasmussen.
No.
10-5 with a 2.74.
All right, that ain't bad. We won't be on the air tomorrow, but...
No.
If they lose this Crochet start tonight,
they need
full-blown panic in the streets.
They desperately need this one.
Grabby, grabby bag, where are you? You're on Jones and Keefe, yeah.
Must see week 3 NFL games. Any jump out to you? I mentioned Rams-Eagles. That's a 1 o'clock game on Fox. That's pretty good.
That's a great game. Cincinnati and Minnesota should have been a great game.
Yeah.
But you got quarterbacks knocked out of that one.
You know what I like is Broncos-Chargers at 4 o'clock. Chargers are off to a 2-0 start. The Broncos lost on a last-second play last week, but both could be...
That's a good game.
If the Chiefs are down, both of those teams are competing for that division.
And then, I know it's not this weekend, but the Monday night game's great. Detroit and Baltimore.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
All right, college football weekend, nothing really jumps out. You have a few top 25 matchups. Number 11, Oklahoma, taking on number 22, Auburn. That's a home game. But Bill Belichick will try to make it 3 straight wins. His North Carolina Tar Heels are 2-1. They're playing Central Florida, where at last check they were 6.5-point dogs.
That's amazing. Well, like, I think I'd take the points in that one, to be honest. But if I told you when Bill went to... First of all, if I just told you he was going to be at the University of North Carolina,
I would have slapped you in the face.
But the second he took the job, if I told you by his fourth week on the job he'd be an underdog to UCF.
Yeah, well, it's a good UCF team.
At home?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, new in the theaters this weekend is a football horror movie produced by Jordan Peele starring Marlon Wayans. The movie's called Him. You may have seen the trailers at this point.
I have.
It is being dubbed a horror mystery thriller. Early reviews are in.
How are they?
Rotten Tomatoes. The critics, 29% approve of the film.
Yeah, but what do they know?
Audience, audience 57.
Oh. A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy Nicholson of the LA Times says it wants to be the substance with jock straps.
Okay.
I don't know. Why is that a negative review?
Substance on a jockstrap.
No.
I don't like that.
I think it could be great, so it sounds like.
Here we go now. Holla if you hear me, though. It's the
Grab Bag on Jones and Keith.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
I do.
The Giants lost again. They're three games out, and what their problem now is they have a lot of teams in front of them. They have a lot of teams.
No, they're done.
They're done.
I feel confident saying they're done.
Devers was 0-3.
Yeah, he's hitting .236. OPS is under .800. He does have 16 homers there. They're 11 games under .500 since they got him. So all the Devers people can stuff it. But if the Red Sox miss the playoffs, they're not going to go away.
So the Mets are still clinging to the third wild card spot. The Mets are kind of like the Red Sox in many ways. But the Mets have a two-game lead on the Reds and the Snakes and a three-game lead on the Giants.
That's the Giants' real problem.
You're going Mets?
Yeah,
okay.
But that does – the Red Sox analogy is a good one. Like, I don't know how confident I am in that. But, yeah, I'd go Mets.
All right, let's take a look at who was the top Major League Baseball performer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Former from September 18th. Sorry, it was a Thursday.
It's not Brian Beck.
Was it Blaine Crim? 2-for-4 with two home runs.
Maybe.
Was it Yangel Fernandez? 2-for-3 with a home run. Two runs.
Are these guys all on
Cleveland? Was it Liam Hicks? Yeah. 2-for-4 with a home run, 4 RBI. Was it Mickey Moniak? 2-for-4, home run, 2 RBI. Or Hunter Green, complete game shutout, 9 Ks.
It is Hunter Green.
Was it Max Fried, 7 scoreless with 13 punch-outs.
That's also pretty good. Hunter Green was flirting with a no-hitter, so I'll go Hunter
Green. You're going to go Hunter Green?
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Real quick on the text line,
yep.
Who dropped a movie recommendation followed by a you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. One, they said the movie was called Blackburn. The movie's actually called Brightburn. And I think we did a whole standalone dork podcast on it. #brag.
Is that from like 2 years ago?
It's like, no. We've already done that one. That was from 5 or 6 years ago.
5 or 6.
All right, we have a former Ray who played for 4 teams in his 11-year big league career. Played for the Pittsburgh Pirates for most of it.
Austin Meadows.
Oh. No.
Good one.
Chris Archer.
You guys are getting ready here. Seattle Mariners, Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Okay, that's
helpful. And the San Diego Padres. He was a left fielder, fittingly, because he also threw the ball left-handed and hit lefty.
All right, well, that makes sense.
So they probably you got to play left field,
okay,
sir.
That's good.
Lefty stick, lefty arm, left field position.
Okay.
Fifth. In the rookie of the year.
All right. Now, we should be smart about this. What Keith tends to do is repeat random baseball players. So let's think of any repeat Rays. Not Randy Winn. Brent Abernathy?
Nope.
Not Zobrist.
Nope.
Okay. Those were all the Rays I can think of off the top of my head.
Most home runs in a season was 24. He was a 2020 guy that year.
Matt Joyce.
Nope. He had a 38 steal season.
What decade are we in?
38 steal.
Good question, Nick. He debuted 92. Rookie of the year votes in 93. Last season was 2003.
And that was when he was with the Devil Rays?
Yeah, he was with the Devil Rays in 03.
Tail end of his career. Okay, so
started with Pittsburgh. I would remember him from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah, which is fitting because Patriots are playing Pittsburgh.
Oh, see great tie in. No, I definitely do see,
see
that.
What I'm doing there?
38 swipes. He was with Pittsburgh in the 90s, good chunk of the 90s. Yep. Then it was the Padres and who else?
It was the Padres.
Padres, Rays, somebody else.
Yep. The Mariners. A couple years with the Mariners. 276 career hitter. Oh, this, well, let me give you this. This could help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Help us.
$15.7 million in his bank account.
That's not a lot.
Any All-Stars?
No All-Stars.
Any nickname?
I thought he might have one All-Star.
I saw a text. I'm guessing this is Arcan. Hang on. Let's see if he gets it. Oh, no. That's not.
No nicknames, but his agent was Joe Bick.
I don't think anybody has it.
Not Joe Buck.
Right? Text line. I guess Randy Winn. It's not Brian Giles. Is it Brian Giles?
Twitch chat has it, but it's getting blocked.
Oh, okay.
We have like a pop-up over here on the screen.
It's not Andy Van Slyke, is it?
No.
Okay.
You can read it now, though.
Al Martin?
He got it!
I
wasn't going to get that.
You like Al Martin?
I kind of...
Al Martin, nice player.
I mean, he got 38 swipes. He must have been a nice player.
38 bags. He was a 2020 guy in 1999.
And he was left.
Left.
Yeah.
He had an 844 OPS that year. Probably his best year with the Pirates. I think he was a part of a couple big trades.
Yeah, you're right. Fifth in the rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got traded for John Mabry and Tom Davey in 2000.
Yep, I remember that now.
At the deadline.
Yeah.
He was a deadline deal.
I do recall that now.
Hey, you guys don't know Al Martin. That's fine.
No, he wasn't much of a postseason player. Just 10 career games, .188 is what he hit.
In the postseason?
For Seattle in two runs. Yeah.
Well.
That's okay. Ew. All right, Al Martin, your random ball player.
Yeah.
Each and every day here in the grab bag.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.